The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
And recently I had the pleasure of speaking with Maxime Crépeau. A native of Greenfield Park, Quebec, goalkeeper Maxime Crépeau is currently the youngest player on the Montreal Impact roster at 18 years old. He recently became the fourth Academy player to join the first team, following three seasons with the Impact U21 team. As one of the noted up-and-coming players in Canadian soccer, Crépeau has represented Canada at the U17 and U20 levels. In this interview, Maxime and I discuss his recent signing of a professional contract with the Montreal Impact, his goals for his first season in the North American top flight, and his development as a player via the Montreal Impact Academy and the Canadian national team's setup. And now, Maxime Crépeau. So, basically, just congratulations on reaching your goal and becoming a member of the Montreal Impact and the youngest member on the team. You know, what goals have you set for yourself for this season?
For this season, my goal is just to pursue my way to goal, if I can say it like that, just to work on the little details that I can increase my level and my quality of play, and work on the little details that make the difference between in the game. And I like to work with the Troy Perkins and Evan Bush because they always give me advance and little details. They give me a little bit of un conseil.
Veteran knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that word. And I like it. It's just good for me. And with this, I'm just looking forward for this year to increase my level of play.
Yeah, I mean, I know you trained with the team last year fairly regularly, but now you're with a MLS veteran like Troy. How valuable is that to be able to pick his brain and work with him, because he's been an MLS goalkeeper of the year and he's been around the league for a long time.
Exactly, so he's perfect for me. I learned a lot for him because I saw him during the training sessions. He gave me a little bit of advantage, if I want to say it like that. He's really good with me, always looking he is really have a good head, this guy, and he really really a nice person with me. He always give me tips. Give me tips. So he's a really good guy, and I can learn from him to look forward.
You know, I figure a player like Carl, we met, is, mm-hmm. is pretty lucky to be able to play and train with Nesta and Ferrari and defenders like that. You know, as a keeper, can you still learn things from veteran guys and world-class guys like that play a different position from you?
Yeah, exactly, because you see in the dressing room how they act, how they react to the bad balls and the good balls on the field, what they're doing before the practice, before the game. You always learn from this because as a rookie, you stay a little bit back and you watch all the other guys that have a lot of years in their pockets, and you see how they react to this. And that's what I do right now. I'm taking some notes. What are they doing to perform on the field? How they react? How they prepare? So this is really good for me. Even if it's not a goalkeeper, I can learn from them outside and on the pitch.
You're considered one of the up-and-coming young players and up-and-coming keeper for Canadian national team. You know, you've played U20, you played U17. Is working your way into the mix for the senior men's national team something that's on your mind or something that you've set as a goal for yourself?
Exactly. My goals last year and 2 years ago was in the World Cup on the under-17 team. And a couple of months ago, last month, in last 2 months, I was in Mexico with the under-20. under-20s, and that my objective for the next year is to go to, with the under-23s, and even when we going for the next few years, I'm looking to be in the spot when with the men's team, because this is my objective. Like for every player, football player, his goal is to play for a national team in the highest level that you can reach, you know. So this is my objective, and I don't hide it. I really say that this is my objective. I want to be part of this, you know.
You obviously have excellent coaches here at the Impact, both with the academy and now with Marco. But at the same time, you know, there's some very experienced international coaches with Canada, like Nick Dasovich, Tony Fonseca, or some that you've worked with, Sean Fleming. You know, what have you gained as a player from being, you know, an integral part of the youth national team program?
You know, I think every coach that I had, whatever the team, whether it was on the, not a, a professional level or a national level, every coach that I had a personality, and I took a part of their personality and put it in my play, in my set mind, in my mindset. And I really like appreciate it when the coaches like come talk to me and say like little details, how you feel, do you know what's going on the team, what are the mentality of the boys before a game. You know, I really like this, but as I said, I love to like pick a little part of their personality and put it in my style. Exactly, in my toolbox.
And you know, you've had your high points and your challenges playing with the national team. You know, you had the injuries just before the U-17 World Cup, and then you know, you guys were so close to qualifying for the U-20 World Cup, but you know, fell short in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, winning, you learn things by winning, but do you also learn things by those struggles as well?
Definitely. I think we learn more in the defeat, in the losing games, than the winning games, because in the losing games, you can sit down after the game and just, okay, what I did well, what we did not so well, and what do we have to work on, you know. When we're winning, it's a positive result, so we're all like, okay, that's nice, we're happy with it. And but in the losing one, the little details that we didn't do well get out more than the things that we did well, you know. So we have to work twice hard to do well the things that we missed in the game. So I think we're more learning from the losing games than the winning games.
We've spoken to a number of your national team teammates, Ashton Morgan, Donnell Henry, Matt Stinson. You know, they all take a lot of pride in playing for Toronto FC and, you know, being part of the growth of the sport in Toronto. You know, as a Quebec native, what does it mean for you to now be a part of the Montreal Impact?
It means a lot because, you know, when I grew up here, I was about 15 and I was in the Ultras, you know. I was with the academy team and I was with the Ultras also. So I grew up as a fan and as a little guy who wants to play for the Montreal Impact. And as I grew up, you know, I worked harder and I got an eye on me. They got an eye on me. So now I keep working. And 3 years from the start in the academy, I'm here with the first team. So it's really nice for me. I really love the city. For me, it's at home, you know. I don't want anybody to come here and take a bite of my home, you know. Like, it's just my home.
And, you know, you've had your struggles with injuries, but bounce back. And you seem to have had a really good attitude in terms of dealing with them. You know, what helps you get through those things? Because I can imagine, you know, for a veteran it's tough, but for a young guy trying to make his way, it's even tougher to deal with those things.
Yeah, exactly. I had a lot of injuries and tough ones to get over it, but I mean, my mental aspect was strong. I know, like, my parents, my girlfriend, and even my coaches, a lot of my coaches, like, always is pushing me and supporting me anytime and anywhere. They just like, okay, keep thinking positive. What are you doing to recover well from this, and what you can do more to perform and to be quicker at 100%. So they helped me a lot on this, and I thank you, because without any of them, the coaches, my parents, my girlfriend, all these people, like, I can made it through it without them, because they're a lot of thing for me. They represent a lot for me.
One final question for you. Like I said, you've already opened a lot of eyes across Canada, and especially here in Montreal and Quebec. You know, as a young keeper, people have high hopes for you. You know, what do you think you need to do over the next couple of years to sort of reach your full potential as a player?
You know, just minimize my mistakes and keep my composure, stay calm. And, you know, I always said that if you are doing the little details in the right moment, you'll be successful. And if you are well prepared, you'll perform. Because there's some guys that we all see, and like inside of the pitch, they're not a little bit of, they have to be more disciplined. But if you are prepared, you do the little details and you do everything that you can to be prepared and to look forward for the next training and the next game, then you'll be successful. So based on the little details and your mindset, always be positive. And that's how I want to move up in the Mr. Leagues.
Thanks very much. Good luck with your first season.
Thank you.